You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Do you feel like you're the only young person who cares about your Catholic faith? Do you look around at Mass and only see silver foxes?
We're Jake and Kathy, a young adult married couple, and we're here to tell you, you're not alone.
That's why it's time to get Truth Pops.
You're going to get a podcast designed specifically for you, a young adult Catholic in a pop culture world.
The countdown is on for Truth Pop.
We'll connect Christ into culture.
These Zoom calls are so fascinating. And it's like, all right, let's learn about the person by what's in the background.
Oh, yeah.
I see a classic piano, a guitar. Yep. Now, is this your home?
So this is my studio. So I have a little house here in Knoxville that has all my gear in it. So.
I love it. You got I see those things like in a, that makes the sound better. You know, when you go in a restaurant and they got them all up on the ceiling there.
Yeah. A lot of that stuff is actually old Seth Bolt made that stuff from his old studio.
That's right. It's looking good.
Like what you did.
Did you tell him you were going to take that, or did that was actually a deal worked out?
This is actually how he found out, so it worked out.
Welcome to Secrets Uncovered. Seth, you're up next. Let's see, what can we find out for you?
Family Broadcasting Corporation, in association with the Studio DNA Podcast Network, presents What Else with Corey Mann, an interview podcast with your favorite artists. Here's your host, Corey Mann.
When I was told I get to talk to you for a few moments today, I quickly just Googled your name because I am a fan, but I lost memory of the solo project you did. And what popped up was an NPR article, and here's the headline. Need to Breathe's Bear Bryant reveals himself to be Wilder Woods.
That's right.
What's the big takeaway from that experience?
You know, honestly, it was a lot of fun. And I think being in a band pretty, you know, my whole adult life, this band, it just gave me a chance to kind of explore some things and meet some people. I moved to Nashville at the same time. And the whole idea of the revealing, you know, who you were thing was really because the band was on tour at the time and we didn't want to announce that I had a new project yet, but we needed to work on it a little bit. So it turned into more of a marketing ploy than we thought it would be. But yeah, man, it was a lot of fun. And it's made coming back to the band very refreshing, you know, and I think after we just made that seventh record. So it's nice to have some new, you know, feeling in there.
When an artist breaks off from a band and does a solo project like you did and comes back, I'm thinking of Steve Perry from Journey when he put out, I think it was two solo records. And I always listened to those when I was younger going, couldn't he have done that when he was in Journey? Do you feel like there was enough separation of this is me over here, this is Need to Breathe over here, or was there a healthy middle?
Yeah, you know, honestly, I felt like I went pretty far. I mean, I think a big part of it was trying to make it different than the band, which is tough because we're fairly broad in what we'll cover. And so I do think that was successful in the sense, and to the point where I think a lot of our fans didn't like the side project, you know, so maybe that's the goal in a way to have sort of different audiences. But yeah, I think there's no way we could have done it. I think this Need to Breathe is a big band that when you put records out, people are expecting certain things. And so I wanted to do some stuff I knew wouldn't be as successful or as like right in the vein of what I'd done before. So I needed to make some mistakes. And that gave me the opportunity to do that.
Seth, can I talk to you for a minute?
Yes, sir.
Tell me, what is the mindset when it comes time to make a new Need to Breathe record? What is the process? Is it, all right, here's the theme? Is it, all right, here's the sound? Where does it start?
A lot of it a lot of it honestly starts with Bear in the studio that he's in right now. He's such a disciplined worker and writes songs every day. So I think the process starts with us trying to pick which songs are actually going to make it onto the record. And that can be a tough thing because there's so many good ones. But then, you know, I think we all just have a series of conversations about what's really exciting. It's about music, about the musical conversation that's going on in the world and thinking about, you know, what we want to say. The lyrics on this new record are the best that I think we've ever had, and they're just really straight from the heart, and hopefully will provide a lot of hope to people that are listening, because right now obviously everyone's going through a lot and everybody's trying to process it, and it kind of seems like, you know, before you can process one thing, we're getting hit with another. It's every week there's something new that we're having to process. So I hope that this record really helps people process their feelings and all the things that are going on in the world right now.
Josh, I'll ask you this question. We were on some sort of Zoom call recently together, and I was with a bunch of radio people, and Bear said that the theme of this record, there's a lot of hurt that you guys were going through as a band or personally, and that comes out in this record. When you listen to it now, you've turned the project in, you're ready for the fans to hear it, do you feel like, well, hurt definitely floats to the top, or is there more than just that?
I think there's more than that. I mean, it's funny. I mean, like, we've been, some of these songs we've had in our back pocket for a little while. And so I think for me, I always, you know, I'm a big fan of like listening to music in a certain environment, and it takes me back to a place. Like, I used to have I just recently sold it, but I had an old 1977 Mercedes that like convertible, and I put cassettes in and drive around and listen to music. And I remember, I like just the feeling of driving around a country road and listening to James Taylor or whatever. So I like put myself in that place. And I feel like for this record, I had a couple of buddies over at my house to listen to it all the way through. And it took me back to all the time. Like, some of these songs have been around for a while, but then some of these songs were written in a really interesting time for us personally. Whether it be us getting older and having kids and seeing our kids get older, and then, you know, friendships that, you know, have come and gone, or just relationships that are different. So I think for me, I listen to the record now, and there is that sense of like, there's a loss there for sure. I like kind of was a little weepy listening to it with my buddies, but then at the same time listening to it, there is a lot of, I'm just so proud of the band for like sticking with it. And I really do feel like I'm extremely proud, as proud of this record as anything I've ever been a part of musically, because of that. Because it's just like, it feels like a time in our lives and our career that we were able to like get through that hurt and then celebrate on the other end of it with a record that I believe is very timely. And you know, like we've said, like, we didn't write this thing really during this whole season of life that the world is in, but it's crazy how it just, sometimes music does that. It surprises you. And now we're in this crazy time where I feel like this music is more powerful maybe than it would have ever been. So yeah, I think there's a little bit of both.
I love that you're proud of what you guys have accomplished. When you're done with a Need to Breathe record and you're proud of it, who's the first person that you play it for?
Man, probably my wife. She's the toughest critic I have. So, which is great. You know, I've learned over the years. So probably her. And then the next thing is peers. I think, you know, I'll send the record to John Foreman, and I'll send it to Drew Holcomb and Ben Rector and those guys. Like, it's really nice. I love getting records from them early. And so it's always good to kind of have the artist perspective and people that know where we're going.
Same question for you, Seth.
My wife and my brother, they both are big music lovers. And so I'm always interested to hear what they think.
Josh?
Yeah, definitely. It's very similar. I mean, I have a couple of like cousins that are way cooler than I am. So they send me cool music, and I always try to send them stuff that I think is cool. So then when you make something, you're like, I think this is cool. You're like, you hope that they'll think the same. And then, yeah, my wife is a tough critic too. So anytime she's like, I love this, and I feel like we're onto something. And she loves this record, which is good.
Let's all commiserate together and go around the circle again. Something that was planned for summer of 2020 that had to get thrown out the window because of everything that's going on. Aside from a tour, what are you like, man, I was really looking forward to this summer, and out the window. Bear.
I've got a big 40th birthday coming up in September. So we had planned a trip to Italy, which obviously is not happening. So that'd be it for me.
So Fazoli's now, maybe?
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah.
How about you, Seth?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I had an anniversary May 28th. So we had big plans for that and had to cancel it.
Josh.
I got booked to do Lollapalooza and Austin City Limits for my kids project, and those both got canceled. So that's a pretty big bummer. Yeah. So I was excited about that.
Speaking of touring, as I hit my Facebook memories button, I always take a picture of you guys when I see you live, and I've always loved your stage stuff, whether it's the giant typewriter, just some great lighting throughout the years. And this last acoustic tour, Bear, was something to behold. It not only looked beautiful, it sounded so amazing. Can you give me any kind of any little snippety little tidbit of what 2021 might look like on stage?
Yeah, we actually have. And you know, we were supposed to go out this fall and take the big tour out, and just we were pretty far down in the planning of it. So I'll say we were involving mirrors. A lot of the out of body stuff is very surreal sounding. So we were doing a lot of videos in these void rooms. So kind of like if you ever seen the show Stranger Things, the upside down, kind of like that, but white instead of black was kind of the vibe of the tour. So it'd been a little bit crazy. Hopefully we'll be able to do it.
What's it like writing with an outside voice of the band? Are they familiar with your work? Do you have to give them a little playlist to warm them up to where you're at? What was that like with Thomas Rhett?
Yeah, it's been interesting. I think luckily having done it a little bit on the side project, it got me sort of warmed up to the idea, or it would have been weirder. But we really kind of talked to them about what the band talks about. A lot of them are you know, Thomas was fairly aware of the band, which is cool. So we played him a few of the demos that I had written for the record and give him an idea what we're talking about, you know. And normally what I say is that we're a band that talks about the redemption story. We just don't get to the end very much. And that's kind of how, you know, we discuss, like, and a lot of times with that scenario, I think on this record, I brought in an idea I wanted to write about. So that idea of who am I, I took in there. So let's talk about how tough it is to accept love, you know. And that's, we kind of went and everybody sort of kind of came up with their version of that and ended up with a great song, I think.
Gentlemen, huge fan. Can't wait to hear the whole record, which comes out
August 28th.
Oh, I'll be 51. Man, I'm getting old.
Thanks for listening to What Else with Corey Mann. Production elements and voiceovers by audiblegenesis.com. What Else? Previous podcast episodes and interviews available on iTunes, Spotify, and Spreaker.com. Hit subscribe so you don't miss an episode. Leave a review, too. Find complete podcast tools and production at audiblegenesis.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.